Das Todeskommando Adnan Puchem. Das Haus der Tante lag an der Bahn, erinnert sich Helmut Böhm weiters. Es war der Bahnhof zerbombt worden, das heißt, die Züge konnten nicht stehen bleiben. Sie mussten vorher stehen bleiben, gleich bei unserem Garten. Da habe ich gesehen, wie die SS die KZ-Häftlinge hinausgetrieben haben aus den Waggons. In welchem jämmerlichen Zustand die KZ-Häftlinge waren. Die waren völlig am Ende und die SS war brutal, hat die Leute misshandelt. Ich habe so etwas noch nie gesehen und habe gefragt, wie gibt es das? Das war entsetzlich. Das war ein weiterer Schock, den ich erlebt habe. Wie ich später erfahren habe, wurden die KZ-Häftlinge abends in das KZ Ebensee zurückgebracht. Die Häftlinge mussten Straßen räumen, Schutt, Bomben räumen und dergleichen. Das war das Todeskommando Adnan Puchem. Viele sind umgekommen. Auf ausgehängten Türen mussten die Häftlinge ihre toten Kameraden zum Zug schleppen. Ich wusste damals nicht, was ihnen fehlte. Heute weiß ich, das waren Tote.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Salman Salat, I'm an engineer, and I live now in the state of New Jersey in the United States. I am born in Krakow, native Krakow, Poland, and during the war I was a prisoner in several concentration camps, among them Plaszów, Mauthausen and Ebensee. I was liberated in Ebensee on May 6, 1945 by the American Army. Several weeks before the end of war, I worked at Adnan Puchem repairing the heavily bombed railroad station. I have never visited Adnan Puchem since, but I read years ago that there was a monument erected at the station to commemorate the prisoners who were killed and died here from starvation. This prompted me to visit the site. Since I was invited to attend this year's commemoration ceremony at Ebensee, I decided to come to Adnan Puchem and to share with you some of my recollections. After working in the tunnels in Ebensee, I was assigned with hundreds of other prisoners to work at Adnan Puchem. The station was bombed continuously by Allied planes, and it was a shambles of craters, twisted rails, and broken ties. The Germans tried by all means to maintain train traffic through the station. Railroad work is very hard, even for the healthiest people. But for starving prisoners at the end of their rope, it presented an impossible task. Scores of prisoners died. Our day started at 5 a.m. when we were given Ersatzkoffee, a dark, bitter liquid. Its only redeeming quality was that it was warm. I drank part of it and used the rest to wash my face because we didn't have any warm water. After the muster and counting of prisoners at the Appellplatz, our group of several hundred prisoners marched down to the railroad station in Ebensee. There, a cattle train was waiting to transport us to Adnan Puchem, where our workday began. Scores of emaciating prisoners labored to remove broken, twisted, and damaged rails and wooden ties. The deep bomb craters were filled with soil and gravel and had to be brought in with wheelbarrows. It was a back-breaking work. Once preparations were made, new ties and rails were brought in by cars, secured in place and ready for use. Quite often, air alarm was sounded and we had to run to trenches and wait for the air raid to be over. That was the only rest we had during the day. The daily routine continued rain or shine until dark when we returned by train to Ebensee. There, upon arrival, we marched, actually we were dragging our feet, up to the camp, carrying the prisoners who died during the day, and supported the ones who were too weak to walk on their own. At the barracks, we received meager ration of 100 grams of bread and water as soup, with a few potato peels and a few pieces of cabbage. During the night, exhausted prisoners died. May the 2nd or the 3rd, the camp was closed and no prisoners were allowed to leave. My condition was such that I only had a few more weeks left to live. Fortunately, the Americans arrived in time for me to survive. In addition to the thousands of prisoners from all over European nations who died in Ebenezer, there were hundreds who died after the liberation, because they were so emaciated that could not have been saved. It is incumbent upon us, the living, and especially the younger generation, to remember their cruel death and to prevent such atrocities ever happening in the future again, or anywhere here or anywhere else in the world. Thank you.
Wiederaufbau und Markterhebung. Nach Kriegsende folgte eine lange Phase der Wiederherstellung der Strukturen und des Wiederaufbaus. Als Banknotenpunkt und Wirtschaftszentrum erlangte der Ort erneut Bedeutung. 1955 folgte die Markterhebung. Von der letzten Vorkriegszählung mit 5.222 Einwohnern stieg die Einwohnerzahl 1961 auf 7.525 Bewohner. Anfang der 70er Jahre wurde die 8.000er Marke erreicht. Adnang Puchheim erlebte einen Boom. Bei all dem ist der Bombenangriff des 21. April stabil im kollektiven Gedächtnis Adnangs verankert. Eine Straße in der Ortsmitte zeugt ebenso davon wie die jährlichen Gedenkfeiern, an denen viele ältere Adnanger und Adnangerinnen teilnehmen. Es wurde am Bahnhof auch ein Denkmal zur Erinnerung an die ermordeten KZ-Häftlinge errichtet.